Hello, I'm Chris Barr, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Matthew 5, verse 6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Other versions use the word satisfied. I have been very hungry and thirsty at times in my life. Out working on a hot summer day, too busy to take very long breaks in the middle of the day, finding myself very hungry and thirsty at the end of the day. But that doesn't compare to those that have been, and many that still are, truly hungry and truly thirsty. The little kids in Mali when I went to West Africa, hanging around us with the distended bellies because of lack of food, they were truly hungry. In 2003, a hiker named Aaron Ralston went hiking in the canyons of Utah. He slipped and fell down into a canyon, and an 800-pound boulder fell onto his right arm. After 5 nights with no water, he made the life-changing decision to cut his right arm off with a pocket knife to keep from dying from dehydration. That's a thirst that I hope to never need to relate to. I have read many stories of prisoners of war, World War II, and other wars. Almost all of the soldiers, when asked how they spent their time in the prison camps, they said that the conversations and most of their thoughts were not about how to escape, but about food. Their grandmother's favorite recipes, their favorite foods, favorite restaurants, Thanksgiving meals. My hungers and my thirst have never been that extreme, but even my imagination of it makes me shudder. In our verse, Jesus tells us that they who hunger and thirst for righteousness will be satisfied. Not food, not drink, but righteousness. Jesus is talking about having a spiritual hunger and a spiritual thirst, an overwhelming desire for personal righteousness. What is righteousness? We could be here for a long time defining what biblical righteousness is, but it boils down to having a right relationship with God. In a right relationship with God, we will strive to live a life pleasing to God, obeying His commandments, staying away from the sins of this world which so easily entangle. We can try to do everything God has set before us to live a right life, but by ourselves, we will fail to live righteous. We can try and we will fail. But praise God, He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross, to rise again, to impart on all who hunger and thirst His righteousness. His righteousness is perfect. His righteousness is pleasing to the Godhead. What Jesus is telling us in this verse is to hunger and thirst for Him, to hunger and thirst for Jesus. And He fills us with the Holy Spirit to satisfy our hungers, quench our thirsts. Hunger and thirst for Jesus in His righteousness, and a banquet will be available to us. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.